St. Nicholas' Tomb and the 1,700-year mystery of the manor for roughly 1,700 years. The tomb of St. Nicholas, the historical figure behind the Santa Claus legend, has been associated with a mysterious liquid known as manna, which worshippers long believed possessed holy and healing powers. Historical accounts date back to shortly after the saint's death in the mid-300s, describing a fragrant, water-like substance seeping from his tomb in Myra, modern-day Turkey. Pilgrims collected this liquid, also called myrrh, balm, or ointment, and used it for anointing, drinking, and healing, as described in early hagiographies and Greek hymns. The tomb and relics now reside in Bari, Italy, after sailors reportedly transported the bones there in 1087. Numerous witnesses since antiquity have observed the tomb producing this liquid, and in some cases, the bones themselves appear to perspire, including during a 1950s exhumation where the linen wrapping the relics was found soaked. Clergy extract the manna annually on the 9th of May during the festival of the translation of the relics, mixing it with holy water for distribution to believers. Scientific investigations, including a 1925 chemical analysis by the University of Bari, determined the manna to be nearly pure water, likely formed and collected within the sealed tomb rather than infiltrating from outside sources. While the Dominican Order and other religious authorities assert the phenomenon lacks a definitive natural explanation, modern scholars like Adam English emphasize that it is more precise to attribute the liquid to the tomb itself, as no conclusive evidence proves it comes directly from the bones. In summary, the claim that St. Nicholas' bones have leaked liquid for 1,700 years is partly true. The tomb has consistently produced a mysterious water-like substance venerated as holy manna, but whether the fluid originates from the saint's bones themselves remains scientifically undetermined.